This is WBUR's All Things Considered. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Brown, in for Lisa Mullins. Convicted Boston Marathon bomber Zahar Tsarnaev is again facing execution. That's after the Supreme Court reinstated a death penalty sentence for the now 28-year-old in a decision handed down today. Tsarnaev and his older brother Tamerlan detonated bombs at the finish line of the Boston Marathon in 2013. The explosions killed three people and injured hundreds. The brothers then killed an MIT police officer days later. WBUR's Allie Jarmaning joins us now with more on the High Court's decision. Hi, Allie.
Hey, Steve.
So the Supreme Court said that Tsarnaev's death penalty conviction should stand, reversing the opinion of a lower court. Remind us what that lower court found.
Yeah, the appeals court in 2020 highlighted two big issues when they overturned Tsarnaev's death sentence. One was that the trial judge didn't do enough to determine whether jurors were biased by news reports they read and heard before the trial. And the second issue was a triple murder in Waltham in 2011. Older brother Tamerlan was implicated in those killings after the bombing. The appeals court said the defense should have been able to tell jurors about that crime as evidence that Tamerlan was violent years before the bombing and held sway over his younger brother.
What did the Supreme Court say in its ruling today?
Essentially, Justice Clarence Thomas, who wrote the majority opinion, said the trial judge had discretion to decide how to handle these issues, and nothing he did warrants overturning the death sentence. And I spoke to David Hoos about this. He's a defense attorney in Massachusetts who works on death penalty cases. And Hoos says it's really disappointing that the Supreme Court ruled this way, especially when it came to the Waltham murder evidence.
I think that a lot of us who do this kind of work felt that it was very clearly a mitigating factor that this kid was under the influence of a dominating older brother and indeed may have even been in fear of him.
So, Allie, what happens next? Can Tsarnaev appeal again?
Yeah, this is definitely not the end of the line for Tsarnaev. There are other pending legal issues that the appeals court could still address, like whether the case should have been held in Boston at all and whether two jurors who made social media posts about Tsarnaev and the bombing were biased. The jury forewoman, for example, called Tsarnaev a piece of garbage on Twitter. Former federal judge Nancy Gertner says what happens next lies with new U.S. attorney Rachel Rollins in Massachusetts and her boss, Attorney General Merrick Garland. And they could decide to reach a plea deal with Tsarnaev in which they drop the death penalty and he spends the rest of his life in prison.
Maybe now the U.S. attorney and the attorney general should say life imprisonment and this case being over is sufficient.
Now, victims of the bombings have expressed different positions on Tsarnaev's sentence over the years. Some may remember that the family of 8-year-old Martin Richard, who was killed at the finish line, came out against the death penalty even before the jury came back with their verdict in 2015. Tell us more about the different sentiments that are out there from bombing victims, survivors, and their loved ones.
Yeah, the Richard family cited what we're seeing now, a seemingly endless number of appeals as Tsarnaev fights to stay alive. And we spoke with one survivor today, Melita Arredondo. She was at the finish line with her husband, who helped save many victims. And Arredondo still suffers from damaged hearing and PTSD from the bombing. She opposes the death penalty due to her Catholicism, but also because of what's happening right now, the attention on Tsarnaev with every twist and turn in the legal case.
It's bothersome every single time that this comes back to light and he's in the spotlight. If he were to just be life in prison, he would not be able to make any appeals anymore. That stops it.
But of course, not all of the survivors agree with her, and we'll have to see what prosecutors decide to do next. A statement from Rollins' office today offers few hints. She said legal rulings don't erase trauma and pain, and her office's focus is on the hundreds of families that were deeply impacted and traumatized.
Okay, WBUR's Allie Jarmaning, thank you very much.
Thank you.